Beloved congregation, we want to consider with God's help prior to the celebration of our Lord Jesus Christ's supper, Hebrews 13, verse 8. Hebrews 13, verse 8, where the Lord records Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. In my first congregation that I served in Burgessville, Ontario, a new church building was built. And it's quite customary to put a stone, a cornerstone, in a new church building. And I can remember the deliberations that went on within consistory and finally went to the congregation as to what we should put on that cornerstone. And it finally came down to this verse, Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And if you think about that, it provides a certainty. It presents the church of God with a confidence that will endure every single conflict, every single trouble, every single loss, every single cross. But furthermore, it provides the church with a proper focus. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And if you look at our 2 points that we consider with God's help, first, the changeableness all around us, and secondly, the unchangeableness of Christ and his work. I think each of us, as we mentioned this morning and we'll mention again, could take a piece of paper and could write a list of things that you over the last year, 2011, have seen change. You know those days when you may have been healthy, and another time when you may have been sick. There was change. You know of times when there may have been joy in your life, but you also know times when there's been sorrow in your life. You know of times, as we all do, where there's been hardship, as well as times where there's been ease. Each and every one of us can really grasp the idea of change all around us. But in 2011, you may also be able to write on your paper, there's been a change from death to life within me. From the pathway of sin into the pathway of grace. There's been the reality that I was walking on the Broadway that leads to destruction. And God, by his sovereign grace, put my feet on the narrow path that leads to everlasting life. And what a blessing that you tonight may reflect on that reality in your life, because you went through a change, a divinely wrought change. And that is a permanent change. Whereas you were once a son of Satan or a daughter of Satan, you are now a son or daughter of the living God. And you went from that change of the reality of sin and misery and wrecking your life into the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ putting it all back together and continuing his work to fit you to serve him more here and finally in glory. And now can you not say, What a blessed change the Lord has wrought in my life. Every child of God, as you may reflect back, maybe it wasn't the change that occurred in 2011. Maybe it's a change that has occurred 30 years ago when you were a teenager, or 40 years ago when you were a teenager. But you can reflect back, not necessarily to the moment when it occurred, but you can reflect back on that change where the Lord began to show you himself, where the Lord may have drawn you with his amazing love, whereby you were humbled, where before you were proud, where before your heart was hard, he has made it soft. And oh, you may say tonight, what a blessed change, which I could never have wrought myself. Nor did I ever want myself. But when the Lord opened my eyes, I began to see the need for change within me. And then things began to change around me in terms of my life. But all those things are still not the same as Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. Yes, you may live with the assurance that with that change, as Scripture says, he who hath begun a good work will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. But within your spiritual pilgrimage, as every single child of God realizes, there's change even after being saved. There's the change in your spiritual barometer. As you recall those times when prayer can be so sweet, communion and fellowship so precious, and Christ himself so delightful, so lovely, to the point where you have to confess before him and even before others, he is the chiefest among 10,000. He is altogether lovely. But have you not also known those times of spiritual discouragement, or even spiritual depression, spiritual distance whereby the Lord was far from you? And when you had to say with Asaph, where is he who hath given me songs in the night? You see, we as human beings, even with grace received, go through changes, don't we? But our Lord Jesus Christ doesn't. We may grapple with the reality sometimes, do I really love him? And then all we need to receive from him is, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You may look at your unfaithfulness in your service to him, but oh, then doesn't he draw your thoughts and your meditations to his faithfulness towards you? Faithful and unfailing. And so as we unpack how changeable we are met with the reality that Christ is unchangeable. But being more on the surface, if we look around us, there's so many things changing, aren't there? The seasons change, there being four of them: spring, summer, winter, and fall. Within a 24-hour period, there's change from darkness to light. If we look at the changes that have taken place in the past year in governments around the world, the fall of Egypt's government, the fall of Yemen's government, Somalia, the fall of the Libyan government, so many changes all around us. The change from the Premier Campbell to Premier Clark. Changes in our economic situation throughout the world. Changes in Greece, in Italy, in the European Union. Changes within the United States economy, Canadian economy. Everything goes through a change, and we're all affected in some way by those changes. But there's no change regarding Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. In our fast-paced society, if you read the bulletin meditation, such a profitable one to read, we know that there's a change from the speed of life years ago to the rapid speed of life today. We have so many more gimmicks provided us and presented to us regarding good use of time. And yet, it seems we have less time. Change. The latest technological device brings change. Change may be in your life. As to the time that you used to spend together as family, and now the time that you're behind Facebook or behind the computer or on your iPhone. And not knowing how to communicate anymore. I think we've hit the pulse of present day, even on a personal basis. We as a society are drifting away from basic form of communication. And we're all caught up with texting and so on, and checking it so often, and life is flying by. We're affected by change. And Christ sees it all, takes inventory of it all. There can come change in marriage relationship. Solidity in marriage can begin to be broken down. Lack of ability to communicate. There can be change the other way, whereby maybe there were marital challenges and the Lord has richly blessed and bind you back together again, and you value communication, you value your love. And no doubt there are some sitting here tonight, when they hear about change, are saying from their heart, I wish this would change in my life because I can't handle it anymore. It's such a burden to me. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He's unchanging. He's unchanging in his person. He's God over all, blessed forever, the Bible says of him. He's unchanging in his sacrifice on behalf of sinners, as the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. And because he's unchanging in his sacrifice, John 1:29 stands, Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That hasn't changed. He hasn't changed in terms of shepherding his sheep, having a heart that's sensitive to his children's needs, and as a result, bringing forth from them, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, I shall not lack. He's unchanging in his compassion. When his church has to go through heart-wrenching situations, spiritual dilemmas, he's unchanging because in his compassion, he ministers as he did to so many sick ones while he was upon the earth. He's unchanging in his intercessory work at the right hand of the Father. It's the same yesterday and today and forever. As he has prayed for his church's faith that it fail not yesterday, he prays today and he will pray tomorrow to prevent his church's shipwreck of faith. I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. He's unchanging in his advocacy, in his advocate work at the right hand of the Father, providing us with the assurance that where I have sinned yesterday and repented in godly sorrow and grief and been forgiven through the blood streams that still flow, the same remains today and the same tomorrow, though there's no allowance to take license to sin. He's unchanging in his bringing that brother born for adversity. He's unchanging in his being King of kings and Lord of lords. He's unchanging in the righteousness that he has purchased for unrighteous sinners. He's unchanging in his obedience for disobedient sinners. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's unchanging in his love. Having loved his own, we read in John 13:1, having loved his own, he loved them to the end. He's unchanging with regard to the sacrament that he instituted. He has said from the moment of its institution, do this in remembrance of me. And we have seen how that has unchanged, not changed, and how that Christ has been the focus at the supper that he has instituted, the center. He's unchanging in the fact that he calls his church to remember him until he returns. To remember him in the sacrament and to carry it out. Unchanging. What comfort and consolation, which you cannot find any other place but by Jesus Christ. Would you not cast in your lot with Christ tonight? He's unchanging in the fact that he has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He's unchanged with his purpose of heart towards rebellious sinners. Turn ye, for why will ye die? He's unchanged. He's the same yesterday and today and forever in aiming to purifying the hearts of his children by faith in order that we might be more Christ-like. You know, Islam is a religion that has change. Every false religion goes through change. And with Islam, it is such that you can be saved today and you can be damned tomorrow. But with Jesus Christ being the same yesterday and today and forever, we may live with the assurance that his work of salvation that he has performed in me yesterday, his work of sanctification, which is ongoing, is a work that will never, ever miscarry. And in order for that to carry on, and in order for his church to be made more Christ-like, and to more cherish and treasure Jesus Christ as the same yesterday, and today, and forever, he takes his church aside because he loves her, and as shepherd will feed his sheep to present himself as more glorious to them. I want to read something to you from Lord's Day 28, question and answer 75 and 76. And it says there so beautifully, this in question and answer 75, how art thou admonished and assured in the Lord's Supper that thou art a partaker of that one sacrifice of Christ accomplished on the cross and of all his benefits? And the answer thus, that Christ hath commanded me and all believers to eat of this broken bread and to drink of this cup in remembrance of him, adding these promises, first that his body was offered and broken on the cross for me, and that's unchanged. And his blood was shed for me. That's unchanged. As certainly as I see with my eyes the bread of the Lord broken for me and the cup communicated to me, and further that he feeds and nourishes my soul to everlasting life, that is unchanging. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever with his crucified body and shed blood, as assuredly as I receive from his hands, from the hands of the minister, and taste with my mouth the bread and cup of the Lord as certain signs of the body and blood of Christ. He's unchanging in his purpose regarding his supper for his sheep. Question and answer 76, what is it then to eat the crucified body and drink the shed blood of Christ? It is not only to embrace with a believing heart all the sufferings and death of Christ, and thereby to obtain the pardon of sin and life eternal, but also besides that, to become more and more united to his sacred body by the Holy Ghost, who dwells both in Christ and in us, so that we, though Christ is in heaven and we on earth, are notwithstanding flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone, and that we live and are governed forever by one Spirit, as members of the same body are by one soul. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And will you come to give your thankfulness, thanksgiving to him for what he has done? And will you rest upon this solid foundation and feast upon Jesus Christ the same, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen.